Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
And when I first started way back in 1973, helping people learn what God said about handling money, I mean, the Lord really put on my heart that this was something I was called to do, that there was a difficult time financially in our country coming at some point, didn't have a clue when or what it looks like, but we were the largest creditor nation the world had ever seen at that point. So we've come a long way, baby.
Wow.
But it's been in the wrong direction.
You know, I'm wondering if, obviously we're operating on some faulty assumptions, I guess, and, you know, have we just expected that financial freedom would happen? Maybe what are the wrong ideas that we've been living with that's brought us to this place?
Well, I think one of the main wrong notions is the presumption that tomorrow is going to be just fine. I'll have my job, my investments will stay strong. From the government standpoint, that we won't have any real financial emergencies, so we'll be able to service this debt. But when you look at James, of course, James is just a classic on warning us not to presume upon tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow is going to be like, as James said. And when we take on debt, we're presuming that we'll have the resources to make those payments. And it's, as we found out in 08 and 09, that's not always true.
And yet, as followers of Christ, right, we should we're not to fear, right? We shouldn't live in fear. So it seems like there's maybe a kind of a tension there between being concerned about the uncertainties of tomorrow and at the same time living with trust.
Absolutely. And really, when you look at what our responsibility is when it comes to money, it can be summed up pretty simply in 1 Corinthians 4:2. It is required in stewards, that's us, we're managers of God's stuff that he's entrusted to us, that one be found faithful. And we're to be faithful to handle it the way the Bible reveals that we should handle it, the smartest way to handle it, the most generous way to handle our resources. And what's really cool is that once we've been faithful, we've done everything we can do. You know, then it's God's part. It's up to him. And fortunately, he's promised to provide our needs if we seek first the kingdom. So I'm so thankful the Lord's revealed there's God's part when it comes to handling money, and that is that he's the owner of everything, Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, and that he is our provider. And once we've been faithful to do our part, then we can be content, we can be at peace, we can trust that God will do his part.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.